Hello, this is David Lynn, and I'm joined today by Greg Besner, who's co-founder and chief executive officer of Restricted Stock Systems, which provides the industry's only commercial software to manage Rule 10b5-1 trading plans, in addition to software and services for processing and reporting of restricted stock and insider trading compliance. Greg, thanks very much for joining us here today. Certainly, 10b5-1 trading plan compliance is a hot topic on everybody's mind these days. Could you tell us a little bit about the latest tweaks to Restricted Stock Systems compliance software?
Sure, David. Thank you for having me and our company represented today. We really appreciate it. Our system really is a two-prong approach which creates an end-to-end process and solution for public companies and financial institutions. We have been managing Rule 10b5-1 plans since the inception of Rule 10b5-1, and our primary audience utilizing our solutions is public companies and their shareholders and financial institutions, broker-dealers. The enhancements that we have added to the system as Rule 10b5-1 continues to grow and become more ubiquitous in the marketplace, there's a wider range of 10b5-1 trading plans that have evolved. Early adopters used very straightforward plans, but today, as the rule suggests, many algorithms can be created to really satisfy a shareholder's goals. So the enhancements, the latest tweaks to our system are to enable a wider range of plans to be entered. We've managed many thousands of trading plans over the years, so we've had a wonderful cross-section of what a typical plan would look like and what an outlier would look like. So the enhancements to our system, our version 3.0, allows for a wider range. And I think that's an important note, just since it does parallel to what's happening in the marketplace, the fact that there are more and more plans and a broader range of plans. The other major enhancement to our system is to support additional corporate actions, stock splits, and grants specifically for within our Section 16 management component of the system, which is really to accommodate stock splits and grants specifically, which very often will affect the total class of Section 16A insiders. So the system has really been enhanced to make that a much more simple process. I hope that answers your question, Dave.
That's great. How does it typically work with a 10b5-1 plan when someone signs up to use your software?
Sure. That's a terrific question. As I mentioned, both public companies and their shareholders and financial institutions typically license our software and solutions. So really the process starts at the shareholder. A company will license our 10b5-1 administrator solution, and they will provide that solution to the shareholder, typically the insiders at a public company, sometimes additional shareholders beyond the Section 16 insiders. So the company will be sponsoring the program and providing corporate governance and oversight, but the shareholder will be able to utilize the system to be alerted by the company that an open window is approaching, that they can use Rule 10b5-1 to set up to prearrange trades in their company stock, that the company can provide templates of approved 10b5-1 trading plan language, and then of course the shareholder can use the system to set up the parameters for the actual transactions or purchases or sales that they plan to effect during the plan. Once that plan is created by the shareholder and accepted by the company, then it can be delivered to a financial institution that has our solution for management and execution of a 10b5-1 plan. Because the software is being used both at the shareholder, the company, and the financial institution level, of course, it becomes an end-to-end solution. It's not required that the shareholder select one of our brokerage clients that has our software, but it obviously provides an opportunity to have an end-to-end solution. The reason that is important is because of the Sarbanes-Oxley Section 403 requirement for a Form 4 report to be filed within 48 hours of a transaction being affected, and our system will create a Form 4 event, will pre-populate a Form 4 and allow that company or shareholder to file Form 4 within the requirement of Sarbanes-Oxley. I hope that answers your question, David.
That's great. What sort of questions do you typically get from your clients regarding their plans and how it works with your software?
There are typically three or four questions that are asked over and over again. The first one I addressed earlier, and that is, can any 10b5-1 plan be entered? So to be more specific, today about 98% of the trading plans that we see we're able to manage within our platform. So it's really a negligible amount that cannot, and the plans that cannot be managed typically are plans that are not necessarily able to be managed with a data feed. Really, most plans are triggered by stock price and date. But when you go beyond that, which is a very, very small percentage of plans, then it's very difficult to manage in a systematic way. Another question that comes up very often, can someone besides the executive enter the 10b5-1 plan? As many people know, the CEO or chairman or senior executive at a public company may not want to sit and set up their own plan, even if the user interface is very user-friendly. The answer to this question is we actually mimic the security entitlement that the public company provides. In other words, if that executive allows their assistant, his or her assistant, to access that executive's applications, then we would then our security entitlement would just mimic that company's security. That's a very and that leads into a third question: what is the security? And such a security-intensive environment, we very often are asked that question. And again, we work very closely with public companies and financial institutions to have our system match all the security entitlements that each client utilizes. And the final question: can plans be options-based? That's the final question, but probably the question that's asked most often. And the answer to the question is yes. The plans, we're seeing about 50% of trading plans that are affected are based on stock options as opposed to underlying equity. And so of course, our system does allow for plans to be based on options. So I think that answers your question, David.
Thanks a lot, Craig. It really sounds like you have a great system, and I really appreciate you taking the time today to tell us all about it.
Well, thank you for inviting us to participate, and we look forward to seeing you and everyone else at the upcoming annual conference.